the weird guy who buys strange old things?
Correct on both counts.
Buddy, you just hit the jackpot.
What is it?
Better question is, what's inside of it?
The parables tell of an unimaginable evil commanding an army of ghosts. With the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
We might be looking at a second Ice Age.
We're gonna need all the help we can get.
Let's get to work.
Hello and welcome to this What Do You Want to Watch spoiler cast for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I'm your host Ashley Hobley. Joining me today, Dylan Blight.
Don't make me slime you. Because I will.
That's not a good sign. So yes, today we're talking about the fifth Ghostbusters movie, the fourth canon Ghostbusters movie, and the sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife. Yeah. I guess that sums it up. So yeah, let's just dive straight in. Please be aware we'll be freely discussing anything and everything about the plot, themes, and ending of the movie. So if you haven't watched it, come back later. Of course, it's playing in theaters everywhere right now. So let's talk about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, directed by Gil Keenan, written by Gil Keenan and Jason Reitman, based on Ghostbusters by Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis, starring Paul Rudd, Kerry Coon, Finn Wolfhard, McKenna Grace, Celeste O'Connor, Logan Kim, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts, William Atherton, Kumail Nanjiani, Patton Oswalt, James Acaster, and Emily Allen Lind. The Spengler family returns to the iconic New York City firehouse where the original Ghostbusters have taken Ghostbusting to the next level. When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must unite to protect their home and save the world from a second Ice Age. Now, Dylan, you were not a massive fan of Ghostbusters Afterlife from memory. Yeah. So what did you think of Frozen Empire?
It's worse than that one.
Ooh.
So, I mean, look, this shouldn't be a surprise. If anyone recalls, my feelings around the Afterlife was loved the new characters, all those sorts of elements. Really hated the direction it went in the last act, especially once it started bringing in the legacy characters and sort of pulling away from the story of the new characters. This movie is nearly everything I hated about the first one, but more. So really, I wasn't shocked. Like, I mean, I didn't go in like ready to hate it, but I went in having watched the trailers going, this doesn't feel like what I would like the sequel to be at all. This feels like, in fact, the complete opposite of the direction I would like the sequel to be. Instead of getting further away from New York City and further away from the legacy characters and everything that was, they've now moved back to fucking New York City in the fire station. Everyone's back. Apart from Sigourney. Everyone's back. Let's keep going from here. So, I mean, this movie is long. It's 2 hours something. Feel like I went for fucking forever. It's 2 hours of nearly every character telling you what's happening, and then the bad guy shows up, and I think about 50 minutes later they die, and that's the movie. Right? I'm not sure. It was pretty bad. I wouldn't watch it again, and I still wish for, what's the girl's name, whatever that actress is,
McKenna Grace.
Continue to feel sorry for her.
What, because she's not allowed to be a Ghostbuster in this movie? And that's pretty depressing. Part of it, child labor laws, you know?
I'm pretty depressed that she's...
You're pretty upset that child labor laws are not allowing this 15-year-old child to put themselves in danger?
I think the worst part is, actually, just a threat. The moment I knew this movie was going... The movie starts, I enjoy it, right? Like, this is fun, blah, 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 Ghostbusters stuff. And then they do a reveal moment for the fucking mayor. And I was like, we're doing a nostalgia spin of the chair for the fucking mayor?
I'll admit, this might be the most unrealistic element of this entire movie.
And everyone in the movie, all these people go, you're the mayor that caused so much trouble because we've watched the Ghostbusters. Wait, we can't have.
Are you telling me this guy's been mayor for 40 years?
Apparently. Yeah.
You know? Can people continue to elect him into the position of mayor for 40 years? And not only that, he has decided to stay on as mayor. for 40
the
years.
Thing happens at the end of this movie that happens. No at ambition. The end of the first movie, where he's like, "I'm going to shut you down," and they're like, "Oh wait, you love us," and because the people are there, they do the same bit. I'm like, for fuck's sake, just stop.
No. Yeah.
No, I feel sorry for her because she is the best part of both movies, and in a just world, she would have a much more enjoyable. In fact, there's a really good movie here where it's about her being friends with making friends with that other ghost, and then like the push and pull between that ghost, like trying to bring back an evil entity. Like all of that's like a really good idea for a movie. If you just get rid of the rest of this shit, it's a cool movie here. Anyway, but yeah, didn't love it.
No, I had a good time. I think it's a lot of fun. I don't. I think, you know, I think you're ageist and you hate any bit of nostalgia in here.
I don't know, like, you're older than me, right?
Yeah, not by much.
Clarify, you just had a birthday. You are older than me. Okay,
yeah, and that's why you're hating my opinion, you know, because you're ageist. Don't want these old people working. I don't feel like it was, like, of course, they're in the firehouse. There's that nostalgia of that being in that location. But I think the original Ghostbusters were like worked into the film well. Like, I think the film does a solid job balancing its large ensemble cast. I mean, nobody gets like a super in-depth storyline or anything. I think it's pretty basic. I mean, I would say the key characters are Phoebe and Paul Rudd's character, who probably get the most screen time and character development and that kind of stuff. But everybody gets the moment to shine. I think the movie's very funny. I don't know. Of course, I watched it in a very full theater with a lot of Ghostbusters fans in attendance. So there was a lot of laughs, and the crowd was really into it most of the time. I think
it was funny when as silly as the joke was, I think the most my cinema laugh was with the when Paul Rudd does the Ghostbusters song. like says it out loud to her. Yeah. Like, who are they gonna call? Who are they gonna call? Ghostbusters, right? What you gonna do? Okay. And I'll tell you what else. Buster makes me feel good.
Buster makes me feel good.
That was funny.
But yeah, I think the most egregious of the original members is Bill Murray, who shows up for like
Bill Murray is actually drunk, right? He's actually drunk. And like you can at the end of the movie, he looks so uncomfortable to be there. And I don't feel like he had any idea where he was or what he was doing. But he was like, fuck it, I'm getting paid. Right? He's like, fuck it, I'm getting paid.
He shows up for like one scene in the middle, and then he shows up for the finale. You know?
Yeah.
So I feel like the movie would work a little bit better if he wasn't there. At least everybody else like had been around and helping solve the mystery of whatever God is called. But yeah, I think the story kind of builds out well. I mean, it feels like, of course, this movie's been inspired by like the cartoons and that kind of stuff. So it kind of feels like a Monster of the Week kind of thing. Obviously, it's the biggest possible Monster of the Week they could possibly do. It's very much the slow. It's a very slow, drawn-out thing. Well, not drawn-out, but it's a slow build to his eventual, you know, coming back and messing shit up. I can't believe you think it's... yeah.
I'll tell you the funniest thing is, right? So, I come out of this and I see you tweet that you like it, right? No, hold on. I saw you tweet that you liked it because you saw the day before.
Yes.
And I it's just so funny to me. And this is the thing, right? Obviously, I'm not a fucking loser, so I'm fine with you liking it. And I don't, you know, like, dichotomy of opinions is funny. But the funniest thing was the day before I saw this, just to see how weird people's opinions of movies can be if they watch the same thing. Not this movie, but the day before this, I saw Immaculate, right? And this is just a funny, sad side story. So I'm walking out of that movie going, I think I like that, right? I'm walking down the stairs out of the cinema going, I think I like that, right? Dude in front of me gets asked by the attendant dude at the door, like, what do you think? Maybe they know each other, I don't know. He goes, and he just lets out the loudest, it was fucking shit! And meanwhile, I'm behind him going, I think I liked that. And then I just hear that and go, Well, there you go. There's the best example of... Because we watched the same thing. We were there. You were the...
No, no. I only really tweeted out because I saw nothing but people... No,
I saw a lot of hate too. Yeah, I seen a lot.
Yeah, so I was like, I feel like I need to put some positive energy out there.
I saw a lot of hate, but to be honest, I'm not coming at this from a hater standpoint, and I don't feel bad about saying I don't like it, because I wasn't a big fan of the first one either. So like, this is just me continuing on, right? Now, I really like the original Ghostbuster films, right?
Mm.
So this, again, is just that thing where a lot of the times, as is true for me, quite often nostalgia shit in any franchise doesn't do a lot for me unless it's done really well or hits a particular note. Like, that's just... for anything we ever talk about, you know,
I think even if it wasn't a nostalgia thing, I think you could take like a 12-13 year old to this movie and that would enjoy it, not watching any other Ghostbusters movies
probably. But I just think the story's dumb and I think the dialogue's bad.
I can't.
So a 13 year old probably would like it, you know.
And that's what I am at heart, despite my being older than you,
because I don't think there's any dialogue in this movie other than people explaining going on.
There's a lot of explaining stuff, but it is a very science heavy world and group of people, so that's how they talk. They're just explaining shit to each other. Yeah,
I think the only character story, the only person who gets any sort of arc, is girl can no longer be Ghostbuster because 15, end of world, fuck the rules now because it's end of world, so girl has to be Ghostbuster, and then at the end everyone's like, I'm back. Like, everyone else doesn't really have
Paul Rudd got accepted as part of the family.
True. All right. Good. Yeah, he does get called dad at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Which it's amusing that they never clarify. Like, you know,
they do a lot, don't they? They do the whole movie. They do a lot of like, I'm your blah 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 blah. It's like, why didn't you say I'm the boyfriend?
Just,
right? Like,
just actually put some labels on it. This is why we need labels for things.
Yeah. Sometimes labels are fine. You know.
Sometimes labels are fine. I did love the callback to them, you know, fucking as dogs in the last movie. Them, what? Like, the so two, Kerry Coon and Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Fucking as dogs, you know, pounded out, you know.
Had a romantic time, you know.
Yeah, that's a cool first date story. Yeah, I was surprised by how much I enjoyed the Phoebe Melody storyline, which is obviously the core and like the key betrayal or whatever, but it definitely, you know, obviously, you know, we know Phoebe's kind of a loner kid, and you know, it's she's, I don't know, I feel like that relationship is obviously gonna, a lot of people are gonna look at it as friendship or like,
no, they're gay as fuck, right? Like, they are definitely ghosting down when they get to ghost town, right?
I don't know. I think, you know, they played it ambiguous enough that they could go, you can look at it either way.
They played it, we want this to air in China.
Yes, that's true. that is 100% accurate. But I also don't think... I also don't think because Phoebe's a loner or loves silence, it only makes her gay, you know what I mean? Or queer.
She's definitely queer. She's queer-coded, 110%. I've absolutely so no doubt.
Straight people can't be in the straight women can't be in the science?
No. She's ghosts? Definitely just queer coded. Like, okay. Like the way they tease out, especially that moment like where she turns into ghost form and she walks all the way up to her and goes,
I'll admit, that is a crazy leap to make for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna remove my body, my spirit from my body.
And if she wasn't down the ghost, why would she do that? You know what I mean?
I mean, she's interested in becoming a spirit and imagining what that would be like. She had that conversation with Dan Aykroyd's character before, you know, so. Yeah, so. I mean, the betrayal thing, I mean, that's cool, I guess. And I mean, it's weird that this one also kind of ends up like the last movie where a ghost has to come and help save the day. But, you know.
You know what I thought? I'm fine with it. I didn't pick her betrayal so much as I actually thought when they started hinting at the fire stuff, and then because she had the matches,
yeah.
I thought she was going to turn out to be like part of that
connected to them,
but then it turned out to be Kamal, and I was like, okay,
I mean, it made sense. It's the son or grandson, you know. So, how do we feel about the expansion of the Ghostbusters and obviously Ernie Hudson's character being, you know, setting up a new base in a good aquarium?
They're just teasing out like a. Like if it's not sequel movies, it would be what? Spin-offs potentially. It's like they've set up like a now universe where they've got a secret like other group so they could do a spin-off without any of the core Ghostbuster members but have it set in the Ghostbuster universe. It's sort of what they've done, right?
Yeah.
And so, I also, when the movie started and one of the production companies was called like Ghost Corps or whatever, I was like,
yeah.
How long has that been around? Like,
I think it was from the last movie.
Okay, I don't recall that. I was like, man, they're really like,
well, maybe even
this is a thing. Like
other one.
This universe is a
yeah, I mean, there was probably a Ghost Corp thing in front of the Ghostbusters asymmetrical game, right?
Probably was. I mean, in that game, Dan Aykroyd did it doing his shop and everything, so.
Yeah.
They're all connected.
It is all connected. It's the one multiverse or universe. It's the
one Ghostiverse.
One Ghostverse. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the little research base with them. You know, doing experiments and stuff. I'm a big James Acaster fan, so seeing him in this was really fun. Delivering his style of humor. you know what helps me here about the ghosts? Being quiet. And just his delivery of stuff is very amusing to me. And yeah, I enjoyed like all the little ghosts that they've got inside, or they were holding captive, I guess. Specifically the Possessor Ghost, which obviously was really cool later in the movie. I enjoyed all that. I think that's why I didn't feel like Ernie Hudson and then by extension Dan Aykroyd felt shoehorned in, I guess. Oh. Or like they had a reason to be around rather than, oh, we're just going to show up at the end of the movie, you know?
So there was a lot of people in this.
Yeah, so Dan Aykroyd, he's also running a shop, and obviously is where we get with Podcast, who I'm glad gets to show up in this, because I don't recall seeing him in any of the trailers. I'm like, I was about to tweet out Justice for Podcast.
No, I don't think he was in it, because I don't recall seeing him in any of the trailers, but then I saw someone tweet something out prior to release about Podcast being in it. I was like, okay, he must be in it.
Yes, so he's staying with him over his summer break. Doing a show where they check the EKG readings on different items, and if they've got nothing, they smash it with a hammer, which, you know, would be necessary for a YouTube show to be successful. Of course, they bring back the little marshmallow men from the last movie. That makes sense from a purely commercial, commercial elements, you know. What else? We got Finn Wolfhard's character dealing with Slimer. I enjoyed the firehouse fight. Kind of felt like lived in. Like obviously everybody's got their own rooms and that kind of stuff. So that was enjoyable.
It's again, very good aspect. Lots of ideas. It's just like continue to be like they're gonna have this massive villain and everything. There's so many like. Sprinkled ideas in this that would have been cool enough for a movie, like them dealing with maybe a smaller ghost in the house, a firehouse, them dealing with trying to become the Ghostbusters in New York City, her dealing with her potential ghost friends. There's lots of really cool ideas in here, and then
they have, I think this continues thing. Setting up the potential of that. Especially when the finale of the film sees 40 years of ghosts released from from captivity. It's like it kind of just screams spinoff, or you know, I enjoyed the movie. I would probably give it like a 7.5, 8, but I could definitely see this being the, you know, a 2-hour pilot for some sort of Ghostbusters TV series or something.
Busting makes you feel good.
Yeah. Kumail Nanjiani's character. So turns out he is a descendant.
He's an avatar. He's a firebender.
He's the fire master.
Fire master, sorry.
Get it quickly. Kumail's very funny. I enjoyed him.
It was a wild character in casting for an important character in the movie. I guess they were going after the same sort of feel as Rick in was it Rick Moranis?
Yeah,
the first one. Yeah, I think they're going after the same sort of like off-ball, oddball.
The person you'd least expect to have such an important job.
Yeah, and role, I guess, but suddenly does. But yeah, it's just a weird, it's a weird thing.
But he's so fun, and then, you know, he's got these vow powers at the end, you know, he's able to move, you know, fire in the proton pack, laser beams or whatever. I did also enjoy Patton Oswalt's short cameo, explaining a lot of stuff about the god being that they're facing. Makes a weird joke about who is it, Mary something Lincoln, about her eating a banana or something. I don't know, about a recording. And that, of course, that's a callback to the library from the first movie. The ghost from the first movie shows up in that as well. So I'm sure you hated that, because you hate nostalgia of any kind. But yeah, I can admit that the finale, third act, definitely is very quick. You know?
Yeah, yeah, the villain literally shows up now. Yeah, okay, we killed him.
Yeah, this is the guy who says he's going to kill everybody in the entire world, murder all mankind, and like they kind of take him out in like 10, 15 minutes.
They literally, like, he shows up, right, let's break it down. Comes back to life, has a short fight in the Ghostbusters hub thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the apartment. No, kills a random dude because he has Firewalker on his business name for a meme.
That's funny.
Then goes and... Firemaster. Then goes and heads to the
grandma's apartment. Place.
Grandma's place.
Got to get his horns back.
Gets his horns back. Then heads to the fire station in the longest possible way by creating a whole storm to come in for some reason.
You don't know. New York is city streets. It's a big city.
And then dies. Like, that is literally the...
Here's my thought process. They spent the entire movie researching this dude. It's all about preparation, Dylan.
But that's about knowing who you're facing off.
They did get very lucky.
If it
was, there was a lot of luck.
Yeah.
If Melody didn't show up with those matches, they would have fucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So...
Yeah. And then they, you know, everybody apparently loves the Ghostbusters again at the end of the movie, even though they were kind of responsible for bringing it about in the first place.
Yeah, thousands of ghosts into the world.
Well, now they've got to save people. I will say, I don't think we mentioned it enough at the beginning, but obviously that opening action sequence was really good.
No, I said I liked the opening, and then they did.
I would say that people may not like this movie because that opening sequence sets people's expectations to a standard that maybe, to an action standard that it doesn't. This movie isn't interested in being an action movie. You know, even though it opens with that rather large action sequence of Phoebe almost getting splattered across the front of an SUV. So that was all enjoyable. I mean, the movie kind of raises some interesting questions about, like, is it right to be containing all these ghosts? Why is Melody superhuman and all these other ghosts are very much ghost-like?
Well, yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it, that, like, at the end, they release a ghost, right? Melody gets...
Melody apparates, much like...
Memory apparates, yeah. So, this Elon movie... Ghostbusters, yeah, true. Ghostbusters is asking similar questions to the video game I played this year called Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden, where you could either choose to be a fuckhead to ghosts or try and get them to move on themselves. And really, why haven't Ghostbusters ever done that? Yeah. They're just down to capturing it. They don't go, hey, what can I do to get you to, you know?
Well, not every single ghost allows you to talk to it, so.
Good point.
You know?
All right, back to capturing.
Back to capturing them and pulling them out of cassette tapes.
Hey, spirited away, you fucking dragon. What do you want? You're the river monster.
Yeah. So, any other final thoughts on this movie?
Dun, dun, dun. Nah, got nothing.
I feel like I'm not going to like the answer. Do you want another Ghostbusters movie? Bustin'. Because I've seen so many reviews like, just kill the franchise at this point. There's no point doing any more Ghostbusters movies.
Do I want another Ghostbusters movie? No. Don't really care. How about that?
Okay.
I don't really care if they exist. But I don't personally... I'm not seeking... Why would I seek another one to something that I thought the two were at best average? You know?
Okay.
Like, I'm good.
No, I'd be down for another one. I don't need it to be a sequel. I don't need to, again, like, be super invested with... I don't need them to bring back the original cast and treat it like that again. Just tell new adventures with the new...
The problem is they're going to turn them all into fucking ghosts because the real actor's going to die, and then they're going to use AI to have them appear in the movie anyway. And you laugh, but it's going to happen.
I didn't laugh.
Yeah, because you know...
Well, I didn't laugh. It's a possibility, but unlikely. Yeah. With the public shaming that certain movies are getting around AI at the moment. Unlikely. I will say, I know we don't really bring up better Rotten Tomatoes scores. It's currently sitting at a 44% on the Tomato Meter, but it's got an 86% audience score. So, with a 4.2, whereas it's got a 5.3 critic score. So
you're the outlier.
No, it's just audiences. This is what audiences want, and critics don't. I don't know. I feel like this is a fun, enjoyable popcorn movie. It's not going to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, I'm sure it's not the most intellectually demanding movie or anything like that. It's just a good time in the cinema, you know? I think the special effects look solid for the most part. I didn't have any, like, ooh, that looks terrible, or anything like that. I think my only thing is I kind of wish they'd maybe killed off somebody. Like, there's this Earth wanting to kill God monster thing that they're fighting, and he just lets that girl leave, like, You know, he should have killed the Celeste O'Connor in the base. There's that moment where she's like super freezing up, and it's like, yeah. Also, they're not on the. Then there's the shot in the trailer of them all on the roof with the red coats. It's not in the movie. It's weird that they may have marketed it with the red coats.
They
so
also
much.
Did that moment where the other girl gets her like eye frozen over or whatever.
Yeah. I don't think it never got that far in the movie. I don't think.
No,
but they made a big deal about all these red coats in the marketing, and they barely feature in the inclusion.
Damn it!
It's just, you know, it was a warmth thing. It was actually a mistake on set. It was really cold, and some of the actors were wearing those red coats between scenes. Like shit, we forgot to take them out. So continuity, they had to make them part of the marketing. Let us know what you thought of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire by going to explosionnetwork.com/Twitter or jump to Discord at explosionnetwork.com/Discord. If you want to help us out here at What Do You Want to Watch, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or in Podchaser, leave us 5 stars. Anyone, leave 5 stars. Or just tell people about the show. And if you enjoyed this episode, thought it was worth a dollar, head on over to our Ko-fi page at explosion.com/support. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time. Keep watching stuff, I guess.
Can I tell you something else?
What?
Buster makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good.
Heads up. It's all dark and horny at 12 o'clock.